Stage Dramas. The roar of the presses. Every week, these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction, interesting features, factual articles, color illustrations.
All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit, another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The glamour of Broadway is a magnetic phrase. It draws people from every corner of the earth, uses them as it wills, and sometimes tosses them back where they came from. This week's front page drama, To Broadway and Back, is an original radio play suggested by an article to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. Imagine a small mining town in Pennsylvania. Imagine, too, a girl of 16 years. Her father, seldom sober, barely providing the necessities of life for his large family. Think of this girl now, the mother of a son, for she had married at 14. It's one New Year's Eve, and this child mother, Carolyn Seaton, is attending a party in a tavern with a few friends, trying somehow to find laughter instead of the tears she had known all her short life.
New Year's Eve. Yeah. New Year's Eve, and me sitting here twiddling my thumbs wondering where my precious husband lit out for.
Ain't you heard nothing at all from him, Carolyn? Ain't you?
No, I ain't you. I don't expect I ever will, either. Any guy that would run out and not even leave a crumb for his kid ain't gonna overwork Uncle Sam's mail department.
Gee, Carolyn, I know it must be tough, but can't you forget it for a while? Gosh, New Year's Eve don't come every Saturday night, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And your little kid's all right. Ain't as if your mother didn't know how to take care of him after having eight like you.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Jeff.
Come on, Carolyn. Canvas off, Sophie. Let's make it a night. Hey, how's about doing your tap dance? You know, one of those little ones. The boys will play for you if you ask them, huh?
No, Jeff, I'm too tired for that.
Ah, come on, baby. This party's deader than a slate thing. Come on, get up and show them how. I'll go with you and ask the boys to play for you.
All right, Jeff, but just one and then I'm going home. It ain't feeling so hot.
That's the stuff, baby. Come on. Hey, fellas. Hey, you with the banjo there.
What?
I was about playing something for little Carolyn here. She's going to put some life in this game.
Oh, Joe, what'll it be, mister? Anything you say?
Something for cats, boys.
All right. Quiet, everybody. Okay, lady, here it is. Shut up, shut up.
This joint here is a dump.
Ah,
you.
Me?
Yes, you with the flying feet. Come over here. I want to talk to you.
But me, I wasn't doing nothing. Just trying to show the boys a good time, that's all.
Cut it, will you? I'm running this place. Come on, you. I want to have a talk with you in my office.
But, gee, Nina, if I'd have thought you
would... Wait a second. Right in here. Whew. Now we can hear each other.
Okay, Nina. I ain't got all night. The kid is...
All right, here it is. You got a kid. Boy, ain't it?
Yeah.
Husband left you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Caught up, ain't you?
Yeah.
Got a job?
No.
Want a job?
Yeah.
Like to dance for a living?
Gosh, yes, Min. Hey, you mean you're going to let me...
Ah, you got it. Got an extra room upstairs for you and your kid. I'll pay you $8 a week and you keep.
Oh.
You've got a way with the people in a tavern like mine here. They'll all be coming here to see you before long.
Gosh, Min, I can't tell you what this means.
Don't tell me. There ain't no sunspots in my heart. It's just good, cold business, see? Just another way of bringing in the dough to little old Minnie, that's all. Now, get out there and give him a show, because you're working for me now, and I don't stand for none of this. Yeah, who is it?
It's me, Minnie.
Well, come on in. What you standing there wearing your knuckles out for? Come on, come on in. All right, shoot it.
Min, I... Well, I'm getting sick and tired of trying to get along on $8 a week for me and the kid. Been working for you for 10 months now, and I want more dough. There, that's it.
So, you want more dough, eh?
That's it, Min.
I saved you from starving to death. And you got the gall to walk in here and ask me for more dough. Why, you...
Don't say it, Min. Because I'm not taking it, see? That's it, and I'm not just talking. More dough, or...
I'm the only one that's paying our dough here. And no whoever's going to tell me how much either, see?
Okay, okay. The kid in the air is checking out tonight, then.
Oh. Well, now, take it easy. tell old men what you're up to. Come on, what is it?
Well, I could stay here till my kids are grandpa, and I'd still be slinging beer and wearing out my caps in this dive. Guys, I want something else, men. At least a crack at something else.
What's that?
Oh, you think I'm nuts, but I want to go to New York and try hooking on the stage for a while. Broadway, and stuff like that. If I don't do it now, I never will.
So that's it. A Broadway hooker. Good for you, kid.
Huh?
And I hope you make it. I never did. That's how I wound up here.
You? Why?
Tell you what I'll do. Here. 20, 30, 40, 50. And 50's 100. There. That'll start you off. You can live on donuts and coffee for 6 months on that. Good luck, kid.
But, Lee, you can't do that.
Go on. Get your things packed. And I'll give you a letter to some guy that'll give you a break when you get there. And just remember, if you ever need it, old men will always be here in the tavern, interested in the proposition to pull in the boys, itching to send the box. Now, you can get a train out of this burg at 10:10 tonight.
Honey, you're louder. Listen to that applause out there, huh?
Thanks, Larry. Nice of you to tell me.
Yeah, you had him beating out of your hand. This is it, kid. They can't stop you now. Come on, hurry up and get that makeup off. Jerry Hansen's waiting outside for
you. All right. I'm hurrying. I'll have this dress changed in a minute, Larry.
All right. Hey, don't forget, you got to take that speech lesson tomorrow, so don't stay out too late tonight.
I won't. Gosh, Larry, I've been studying so hard for the last year, I feel like one of those college profs. Because it's worth it, though, to get all this.
Ah, you said it, honey. There's going to be a lot more shows for you when this one blows. Take it from little Larry. Come on, you're beautiful without any more of that war paint. Come on.
All right. Happy almost my goal.
Okay, there you are, kid.
There. Yes, Larry, I guess I'm as close to being a lady as I'll ever be. Thanks to you and that long-haired teacher of mine.
Well, it's paid, honey, and I'm not kicking. Come on, let's go. Jerry's right down the end of the alley. Yeah, there he is now. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Larry. Hi, honey.
Hello, Jerry. You've been waiting long?
No, I just got here a few minutes ago.
Okay, Larry, go peck at your typewriter, will you? Carol and I got things to talk about. All right, I'm leaving. Got things to do anyway. Don't forget your grandma, honey.
So long.
So long, Larry. I'll be there in my bib and tucker with an apple for teacher.
Come on, let's go, honey. I got something I want to show you. There it is, honey. The greatest thing on wheels.
Jerry, no. It isn't for me.
Oh, yours, baby. Just got it off the boat tonight.
Why, it's beautiful. I don't know what to say. I've never even seen a car like this before.
Yeah, hop in. We got to make a stop before I take you home.
All right.
Now. Hey, listen to that motor. That's the way they tune them in France, honey. Oh, you're right in style now.
Oh, it's beautiful. Where are you going, Gary?
Oh, just a couple of more blocks up on the park. I got a little place I want to show you before the idea goes cold. And I'll tell you, Miss Hanson. Door's open, sir.
Yeah. Hey, what is this? What are we doing way up here, 30 floors off the street?
You'll see, honey. There's nothing too good for you, kid, and I'm the guy that's going to give it to you.
You mean you've got this for me?
Sure, why not?
But this is big enough for my mother and her 8 kids. You don't mean it, Jerry.
Yes, I do, honey. All yours. Here, look out these windows. Look at the lights in the park. Looks like a picture, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, I've never seen anything like it in my life. Look at the lake with the lights on it out there. It reminds me of...
Carolyn. Look, baby, I don't know how to say it, but I want you to marry me.
Yeah. Oh, I can't.
Now, don't say nothing until I tell you the setup, see? You marry me, then I open up another place, and I name it after you. We'll be rolling in so much dough, nobody will be able to see us. What do you say?
Jerry... I don't know how to say it either, Jerry, but... Well, I never got around to telling you. You see, before I came to the city, I got married when I was 14 years old. Well, we had a son. Then my husband ran out on me.
Gee, kid, that's tough. Well, you should have said something. I'd have helped you out. You know
that. No, that part's all right. Since I hit the big time, my kid's been okay. But, gee, Jerry, I can't marry you. You've been a swell guy to me. But I just don't love you.
You don't love me? Is that all? Gee, I thought it was something important for a minute. My gosh, baby, I love you enough for both of us. What do you say, kid? We'll make a go of it, you see?
No, it won't work, Jerry. It isn't in the cards, that's all.
Oh, forget it. Sure it'll work. I'll give you anything money can buy, honey. Come on, say you'll try anyway.
Well, okay, Jerry. But remember now, if it don't work, it's quits for good.
No return voucher. You get it?
I got it, honey. But close enough. And it's all right with me.
Good. Hey, now, first thing, get rid of that picture over there. It's okay, but not for a married woman, if you get what I mean. And we'll have to get a new rug in this room to set off this place. So that's it, men. Jerry and I stuck it out as long as we could. So neither one of us could take it anymore. Not even him.
Never works, marrying a guy on chance.
Yeah, but I had to find it out the hard way. You know, it's a funny thing about me and Jerry. We made a lot of dough together. But it didn't mean much after a while.
Never does. When you're fighting like two roosters in a pen.
I know. But something else. That guy jinxed me. From the day I started getting a divorce, my dough began slipping. And the crash came and cleaned up what was left. Believe it or not, men, I went through $2 million faster than a kid through a jar of jam.
$2 million. Oh, that's a lot of dough if you ask me. What a sap you turned out to be.
Well, by that time, my boy went to school and learned not to say ain't anyway. More than I ever did. He's doing all right now, too. Thank goodness for that. Best thing I can do is stay away from him now, I guess.
Yes, so?
Yes, so? What a sap. If I hadn't married that guy, I might still be knocking him dead back there.
All right. All right, up on your pins.
Huh?
They still want you here.
Oh, gee, man, I'm tired tonight.
You heard me. Up on your pins. Go get that, Joe. You'll need it. And so will little old Minnie.
Gee, man, I can't.
Get out there, Hooper. And don't forget you're working for me again. I'm still giving the orders around this dump.
Carolyn Seaton, a little girl from a mining town, became the toast of Broadway, the glamour girl of New York, amassed a fortune of $2 million, then let it slip through her fingers and force her back to the tavern where she had once started her short-lived career. You've just heard the front page drama To Broadway and Back, an original radio drama suggested by a story which will appear in next Sunday's issue of The American Weekly. This is but one of the many worthwhile stories, articles, and other excellent features that make up every issue of The American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week as a part of the Hearst Sunday newspaper. The roar of the presses. Every week these giant presses roll and keep rolling at tremendous speed. 15,000 an hour until every last one of the 7 million copies of the American Weekly has gone through in full color.
Great fiction. Interesting features.
Actual articles. Color illustrations. All these are found in every issue of the American Weekly. All these go to make up the nation's reading habit, another name for the American Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. The most desperate Nazi air raid